Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
And here we go.
You're tampering with powers reserved to God.
Oh, I was joking! Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
What you are doing is mad. It is diabolic.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
Ah! Hey, hey, what's going on, everybody? That's right, we're back again. I'm Jesse Shadoos, and as always, next to me, this debonair motherfucker right here,
Kamal Altash.
And we're going to kick a little bit of that podcast action for you, man. So we just posted our YouTube video. This was the thing we were talking about that we couldn't tell you anything about. It is up right now.
This is, yeah, I said, its very first video production, our first venture into any kind of video type deal. And, dude, we're so excited. We're both very happy to be a part of it.
Oh, man.
And we can't wait to see how big it gets or doesn't.
Yeah, right. It could flop. It could be really awesome. We hope it's really awesome. So basically, what we did is there's this rapper, and he's an openly gay rapper. I think maybe the first of his kind.
This has happened before, but this guy is like really over the top and so comfortable with it. Like, you're watching this video, and this guy, like, if you had it muted, you'd be like, "Wow, this is some gangster shit."
Yeah,
you know.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, over the top gay, and good for him.
Right.
Good for him.
And, you know, he had the boldness to come out and be that and express himself and do basically what every other rapper has done, let's face it, with booty videos with women, but with guys. And his name is Fly Young Red, and I thought the video was so awesome, and the title and the hook was so catchy, which is "Throw That Boy Pussy."
Yeah. I've played it for friends at work or whatever, and they're like, "Man, this is a catchy song." And
oh, it's catchy.
I'm kind of sad that it's you know, pro gay and whatever. I'm like, dude,
who cares?
Who cares? If you're bumping this from your system,
like,
and passing by people, they ain't gonna hear the content. That shit is hard.
The point is, stay true to yourself, man. This kid stayed true to himself, and he came up with something that's uniquely his own and expresses how he feels. And so we took that video, and we did what we feel.
And we expressed ourselves.
And we expressed ourselves in a parody where I'm dressed as the Pope. My friend Kyle Rover is dressed as a priest, and he also doubles as an altar boy's ass.
Yes.
In the video.
Yes.
And we recreate "Throw That Boy Pussy" Catholic style.
But it's got a moral...
Right.
Center to it.
Because, like, there's one thing I fucking hate, it's religious people and religion in general. And we really took the Catholics to task on their terrible policy of permitting child rape to occur and then covering it up for the priests.
Yeah. What was that? Oh, you were caught molesting little boys? Well, you know what? That's fine, dude. Before shit pops off, we're just going to move you somewhere else.
We're going to move you over. Y'all. So you can do that all over again.
Don't worry. The Catholic Church has got your back.
You know, and like, you would think...
So you can get their backs.
The Catholic Church has got your back so you can continue to diddle in the confessional. I just don't understand, like, their whole philosophy on this. If they feel that if these guys were caught, that it would besmirch them and give them a bad name, well, isn't it worse that they're covering it up? Like, doesn't that, like, how does that not ring true?
One would think.
And that's why it leads me to believe that somewhere deep-seated in Catholicism, there is a need to fuck little boys. Like, somewhere buried deep in the recesses in the catacombs of Rome, there's like paintings on the walls of, like, priests diddling little boys from long ago, and it's like a tradition they keep going on. The Knights Templar.
They diddle boys, they train the masses.
Yeah. And they brainwash the masses.
Brainwash, train, yeah, same
what,
shit.
What are you going to do? I mean, look, here's the thing. Stop fucking little boys, please.
Stop it.
Just stop.
Serious.
Really. I mean,
put them down. Right now.
Yeah, put it down.
Stop it.
And put the boy down. Yeah. And we laugh, but we're serious, man. Like, stop. What is your problem? And I think, and what's really weird, because if it was just the fact that the Catholic Church was a place where pedophiles could go to harbor themselves, right? That'd be one thing. But the fact that the Catholic Church actively conceals these people, moves them, and protects them from prosecution leads me to believe that they're down for the boy ass. I'm just saying, it totally appears that way.
I mean, if you're presented with the facts, that there's only one conclusion you can come to, and that's basically that.
But like, oh, Spiritu Santo, put my fingers on you. Is it one or two, Father? Like, how holy are we feeling
today?
Did
I say two?
Yeah.
Let's try three.
Yeah. He's like, look, the power of my cock compels you.
Slap, slap, slap.
Be like, what do they do for penance after they rape a little boy? Do you think they have to do a couple of Our Fathers and Hail Marys? Or do you think they high-five each other in a rectory?
No, man, they take a shower and eat a bowl of cereal.
That's what I do after sex. But I don't fuck little boys. So, they probably eat Cocoa Pebbles or something. But I just don't get it, man. Like,
offer the boy a bowl of Cocoa Pebbles.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're not hungry?
Yeah. Be like, but
okay.
Listen, you fags can't get married though. Okay.
Yeah.
Because anal sex with a grown man is wrong. You got to get them when they're young.
Yeah. Once they hit the double digits, apparently they get sour. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's cool to do it within these walls, within the house of God, but outside, no. No, 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 no. And yeah. you certainly can't make it public. You can't make it, you know, bound by law. No, no. It's got to be, you know, just casual.
But like, how bad do these little boys got to feel, though, that once they get pubes, like, the priest is like, nah, I'm not touching you anymore.
They go home, they're like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah, what's wrong? Father McFeely Hands doesn't want to get down anymore. Maybe I'm unclean in the Lord's eyes.
Well, hey, you know what?
It's a mind fuck for these kids on so many levels.
It could promote, like, you know, shaving.
Right.
You know, they're like, well, these hairs are what basically is turning him off. Let me get rid of these and keep this thing going.
That's so horrible. Because, you know,
I feel so comfortable just being cradled in his arms.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
He's whispering sweet nothings in my ear.
Oh, God.
Calling out hymns.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, looking up at him the
oh,
whole time.
My God.
What's up, buddy?
I mean, it's just, it's horrible. Can you imagine a kid that is so fucked up from the experience that he's actually waxing his pubes just so the father will keep touching him in his naughty bits? That's horrible. That's a terrible place to be. Like, what is going on with these people?
Yeah,
they've got to be stopped.
On a serious note, yeah, it does do a lot of damage, both physically
mentally,
and mentally.
Especially mentally.
To these kids, and it's just gotta stop.
Well, these are people that are supposed to be trusted, man. They're like
and it creates trust issues within the populace. It's not right, dude. It's really fucking these kids up. These kids are gonna be, you know, running shit when they get older.
But here's another thing too, though. Like, I know the church kind of like saddles these guys away and they hide them and protect them, but how are the states and like the federal justice system not going, we don't give a shit who you worship or what your god is. We're going to come and get these guys, and we're going to fucking prosecute them, and they're going to go to prison.
I've never once heard anything of that nature happening.
It just happened again recently in the news that another priest was caught doing this to multiple children, and the Catholic Church is not releasing him to the authorities. He's been whisked away to Rome, and he's being dealt with in a Catholic way, apparently.
So basically he's gonna walk into a room full of like officials and they're gonna be like throwing around high fives and shit.
And be like, way to go.
Drinking wine and fucking more boys.
Nice job, Father McGillicuddy. Way to go, buddy.
Good job. You getting the old Rach around?
Nice job. You get a brown star. That guy's gonna be Pope someday. And he sure is. Anyways, so we...
Hey, you know, you change one letter, and Pope can actually change to poke.
This is true.
This is true.
This is true. And who does the most poking, if not the Pope? Right? With them little pointy shoes and that dress.
Love the hat.
I love
the
hat.
By the way.
Yeah. I gotta say, I had a good time playing the Pope. And
oh, dude, you did a great job doing it, man.
Thank you very much.
He's good at slapping ass, dude. Like, he wasn't even looking at it half the time.
I just know where a man's ass is, and I get at it.
It's like a sixth sense. I know where it is. I just kind of, my hand just, it's drawn to it. Yeah. Fwah! Fwah! And good form, too.
Thank you very much.
Like you extended the arm, yeah. And it was mostly in the wrist, just kind of like...
It's all in the wrist, really.
You know, very, yeah. Very delicate, very proper and precise, just...
Well, you don't want to scare him too much, okay, because...
Yeah, you want to keep him in.
You don't want him to tell.
So you can get in.
Yeah. but anyway, we had a blast doing the video. Go check
so
it out.
Much fun.
You know, it's yeah, I said it's first YouTube production. Throw that boy pussy. Check it out, man. It's really, really
yeah,
good.
If you go into YouTube, you run a search for just throw that boy pussy, you're gonna get a crap load of hits.
Right.
I searched for ours and I couldn't find ours on the first page, so I try to make the search a little more.
Couldn't find it on the first page yet. give it time, sir.
Yeah, give it time. I had to actually put throw that boy pussy. Yeah, I said it, which is, you know, it's a mouthful.
Yeah.
More ways than one.
Nice.
But yeah. Throw that in there, and you'll find it.
And enjoy.
And please enjoy. I mean, if you don't enjoy, well, tell us why you don't enjoy.
Yeah, man.
Just
let us know.
Please give us feedback.
I have no doubt we're gonna not have our fair share of hate mail.
I can't wait. Bring it on.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like I'm super excited about it. But so I've got this weird story, man. Like man was arrested at the Large Hadron Collider and claims he's from the future.
The future, you say?
Yeah, he claims he's a time traveler. A would-be saboteur was arrested today at the Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland and made the bizarre claim that he was from the future. Eloy Cole, a strangely dressed young man, said that he had traveled back in time to prevent the LHC from destroying the world.
Did they find his TARDIS?
Dude, apparently he was dressed in tweed with a bow tie. I mean, that's a little fucking bizarre.
Well, yeah, bow ties are cool.
No, but what's even worse is he tried to disrupt them by stopping their supplies of Mountain Dew from reaching the vending machines.
So what, he wanted to lull them to sleep?
Yeah, like I'll stop you guys.
None of your wakey juice. You can't have
you
it.
You can't have any Mountain Dew.
No go-go juice. You can't have it.
Meanwhile, there's like some guy wheeling in a Red Bull vending machine. He's like, damn it.
Fuck.
I forgot about Red Bull.
Damn it.
Mr. Cole was seized by Swiss police after CERN security guards spotted him rooting around in bins. He explained that he was looking for fuel for his time machine power unit, a device that resembled a kitchen blender. What's this guy sitting there with his fucking magic ninja bullet? Like,
well,
he's like, I'm a time traveler, but I can also make smoothies.
And julienne fries. It does not break. It does not... It broke.
He's that guy from the slap chop fucking commercial. He's like, I'm here to teach you how to use the slap chop and bite the ears off of hookers. Right?
'Cause you're done with him. Who cares who's next?
No, but he got arrested for that. That's no joke. Slap chop guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man, he bit the ear off a hooker, or tried to, down in Miami, and they arrested him, found cocaine on him.
Oh, Miami? Well, that makes
Shocker.
Sense, dude. It's Florida.
Yeah. So police said Mr. Cole, who was wearing a bow tie, which we said earlier, and rather too much tweed for his age, would not reveal his country of origin. He said, countries do not exist where I am from. The discovery of the Higgs boson led to limitless power, the elimination of poverty, and Kit Kats for everyone. It is a communist chocolate hellhole, and I'm here to stop it from ever happening. I like this guy.
Well, you know what? Apparently he failed, because if he still has memories of that future, and he still exists...
Oh, so are we gonna go by the Back to the Future space-time continuum philosophy?
Absolutely!
Okay, so we're doing Back to the Future time continuum.
Yeah, well...
Gotta get back in time.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. back in time.
Oh, dude, on Saturday Night Live. Yeah,
on the elevator.
Yeah. Well, that was great, man. Which oh, that was Kevin Nealon. Yeah, Kevin Nealon. Yeah. That was really good.
Classic.
But honestly, like, this guy shows up, he's like, A, I'm going to rob you of your Mountain Dew. And then, I need to find some fuel for my magic bullet time machine. Like, why do you even arrest this guy? I would just want to sit there and talk to him.
I'd be like, dude, look, we're not pressing charges because you're just rooting through some bins, but...
Right.
What happened? Are you okay?
Did you bring a Kit Kat back for me, goddammit?
If we cut your arm and count the rings, can we figure out how old you are? Like, are you truly from the future?
Professor Brian Cox, a CERN physicist and full-time rock and roll TV scientist, was sympathetic to Mr. Cole. Bless him. He sounds harmless enough. At least he didn't mention bloody black holes. Because that's one of the main concerns that, like, all these whack jobs have had about the CERN laboratory is that, like, smashing all these particles at such high velocities could create small black holes. Which it has created small black holes at times.
Woo!
But they disappear because there's nothing for them to get going on.
Harness that power.
Well, if we could harness that power, that would be fucking ridiculously awesome. But what are you going to do with a black hole? It eats everything. It doesn't really give off much.
I'll put my dick in it.
To put your dick in a black hole.
Hell yeah.
Okay, well, if you like your dick going over the event horizon and being scattered into atoms, then by all means, put your dick in a black hole.
I'd be like, my God, it's full of stars and cum.
It's not full of stars. They made it in the CERN laboratory.
Well, whatever, man. It's full of something.
It's full of this guy's magic bullet into Mountain Dew. It's full of you.
It'll be full of me.
If your dick gets pulled into the black hole, the rest of you's going too.
You know what? That's logistics.
It's not logistics.
I'm not worried about logistics.
You're literally going to be spaghettified.
That's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. Okay? It's fine.
All right, it's man. Fine. I'm just saying.
All I know is if ever I see a black hole, I'm fuck it.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you've already been down the Hershey Highway.
Yeah, I have.
Well, then there you go.
A number of times.
There you go. What I want to know is that, like, if I'm, like, one of these cops, I'm going to be like, sir, please put the magic bullet down and step away from the particle accelerator. All right? Sir.
Said, like, only one dude ever in the history of ever.
I need to get fuel from my time machine. Okay, this guy's a retardist. Let's get him out of here.
Retardist.
Honestly,
whoosh, whoosh,
it's all wibbly wobbly, timey wimey. This guy was like, he's all hopped up on Kit Kats and Mountain Dew, and he's like, Alonzi, and he goes running off.
Alonzi,
he goes running off down the hallway. It's nothing but
tagging Bad Wolf on the walls.
It's nothing but Swiss guys trying to chase him down.
Now, did this happen on Christmas?
No, it didn't happen on Christmas. This is actually, this didn't happen at all. It was an April Fool's joke put out by the
shucks,
by the CERN labs. But
it's good though. It's good.
I thought so.
It gave us a laugh.
It did give us a laugh, and I was like, dude, awesome. A little bit like, he's like, check it out. I'd be like, you stop right there. I'm sorry, you're talking to me. Yeah, you!
I'm the Doctor. I'm a Time Lord. I'm from the planet Gallifrey in the constellation of Casterbarus. I'm 903 years old, and I'm the man who's going to save your lives and all 6 billion people on the planet below.
Where are your credentials?
Oh, I'm sorry, right here.
Yeah, it's just some blank paper. You know, honestly, I didn't take you for somebody that would have that kind of intelligence.
What do you mean?
Wanker.
We're going to take you in. Oh, no, no, I'm afraid you can't do that.
Pulls out a sonic screwdriver.
It's like, my zipper's down. Why is my zipper down?
How did this happen?
I don't know, but I'm ready for a mouthful. Say what?
Listen, gentlemen, it's really quite simple. What's with the bow tie? Bow ties are cool. He's all like hopped up on Mountain Dew and shit. He's like
Mountain Dew and chocolate.
He's like, now you two gentlemen are going to help me load this Mountain Dew into my TARDIS. He is, man.
You're what?
I think he said he's retarded. No, I said my TARDIS. You gentlemen are going to help me get this into my TARDIS.
Anyway, come on. How long's he?
Name was Alonzo.
No, he didn't say his name was Alonzo. He said Alonzi.
Alonzi? Was that like his sister? I'm confused. Hey, what's Alonzi? It's an old saying. Old saying where? You're going to have to come with us.
Anyway, come on. Alonzi?
Last ditch effort. He pulls the bullet.
Yeah.
In real close and tries to make a run for it. Just crack him with a club.
He's like, you don't know what you're doing. The future is horrible. It's filled with free chocolate. It's a communist hellhole.
It's just so sad, you know, it didn't work. Because if it did, you know, he disappeared.
Right.
But here's what'll really cook your noodle. Would they even ever have had that conversation?
Well, we're still going by Back to the Future time continuum rules.
Of course. What else?
See, they have to have that conversation, though, because then it doesn't exist in the future.
That's true.
It's like a loop. It's a paradox. It creates another timeline that skews off in a tangent, just like alternate 1985 when Marty McFly was killed.
Oh, yeah.
So it creates another tangent where it springs off. So that conversation always happens because in the other timeline, he always comes back to stop them from making the communist utopia with free chocolate. Yeah. Fuck money to Libyans.
Run, money.
Dudes, okay, get this shit, bro. This guy... We're going to talk about this. Bryan Singer, man. Bryan Singer. How do you really...
A special cat right there, let me tell you.
So, apparently, this young man is accusing Bryan Singer of, back in the day, flying him, when he was 17, out to Hawaii, giving him drugs and alcohol, and then having sexual relations with him.
Forcing himself upon him.
Forcing himself.
Yeah. Allegedly, he raped him.
Listen.
If you're hopping on a plane with some dude with a lot of money and he's flying you out to Hawaii, you're taking it or you're giving it.
Dude.
Sex is happening.
Oh, look, listen. Do I believe Bryan Singer flew this young man out to have sex with drugs and alcohol? Yes.
Absolutely.
Of course I do. I'm not stupid. Do I believe that in any way, shape, or form, this kid didn't know exactly what he was getting himself into? Absolutely not. Do I think he probably lied about his age to Bryan Singer and said he was at least 18? Probably.
They usually do.
Because a guy like Bryan Singer, be it that he's really into drugs and gay sex, would still probably...
be like, yeah, that's cool.
Be smart enough to know that, like, his whole career would be in jeopardy if he flew an underage boy out to fillet him.
Don't tell anybody. This will be our little secret.
Yeah. Bryan Singer. His men. Days of Future Past. Because another one has now come forward and said he's been molested. Well, like, well, of course he is. He's going to hop on the money train.
So
come on.
What was his last big hit? His last success?
Who, Singer?
Yeah.
Oh, hell, I don't know.
I mean, how big is this guy?
Well, he didn't know. Zack Snyder did Superman, right?
I think, yeah, Zack Snyder did that.
The last thing that Singer flopped on, though, was the last Superman before that. Remember he did Superman Returns? He left X-Men to do Superman Returns?
Yeah.
Way to go, buddy. And this is the guy. This is the guy we put in charge of the current X-Men project and X-Men Apocalypse.
You think he dressed like Superman when he was... flying out to Hawaii?
No. But he probably gets dressed up in one
of
those...
At least a cape.
He probably gets dressed up in one of those X-Men suits. And when the boys get flown over, like, they're in the bedroom and, like, the X-Men music's playing.
He's just ramming them. They're all loaded up with ecstasy and fucking...
It's a perfect replica of the X-Men suit used in the movie, but it's got a nice little slot open for the cock. It just kind of hangs out there. Maybe the balls too.
The kid's got one of the X-Men suits on, you know, the blue and yellow ones from first class.
Yeah.
But it's got a zipper down the ass crack.
No, it's got one of those little flaps that's held on
with two buttons.
Yeah.
But like what's
but it's more modern. It's got snaps instead of buttons.
What's your power? They call me the meat taker.
What's your power? I take meat.
All kinds. Yeah. I'm the meat taker, bitch. No, actually, I guess he would be the bitch then, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Well, he's a very powerful bottom.
Yeah, he's a power bottom. Bryan Singer's his power top.
Well, apparently, the power bottom didn't want to be a power bottom. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
Maybe he was just pissed off that Bryan Singer was pitching and not catching. Bryan Singer's like, fuck you, I have all the money. You want more drugs? He's like, yeah, I want more drugs. And take it in the ass.
You think he made the kid dress up like White Queen?
Where's the White Queen? You know what I mean. It's in your ass.
He's doing cocaine
there
off.
She goes.
He's doing cocaine off the White Queen's asshole. This is really...
Do I really have to wear this? Yes. I have monies. He will take drugs and dress as I say.
He calls his meth dealer Iceman. Can you imagine Bryan Singer's like some twisted Hollywood?
Let's call the Iceman and have a jubilee.
The Iceman cometh. He's like some twisted like Hollywood king, and he sits on like this fucked up throne like Caligula in Hawaii. And they just
like the Game of Thrones throne, right, but yeah, with dildos.
And they just bring forth heavily drugged and sedated nubile boys.
It's like a casting
couch.
castingthrone.com or something. It's good.
They're like, I got a part for you in my movie, and I know just the part.
Well, I got a few parts for you.
It says, will Bryan Singer sex allegation hurt X-Men Days of Future Past at the box office? No.
Nah.
Because I think
people
they're baseless.
People that are fans of X-Men don't give two shits about the personal lives of the people making these movies. They want to see a good X-Men movie.
Right.
That's it.
It would explain why Hugh Jackman's in every fucking movie, though.
Yeah.
Bryan Singer's like, do the scene again with his shirt off. Yeah.
No, wait, let's try it with the clever little X tear.
More mist. It's got to be
mist
way
that
more
bastard.
It's got to be way more mist in the air. Bryan high pitched Singer. That Logan.
Such a wild
He's
man.
Like, the next movie I make with X-Men, it's going to be the Savage Lands. We're going to film it right here in Hawaii.
Clink.
You, like, go into his office, and he literally sits on a chair made of nubile boys in loincloths. He's like, what? There's literally a hand that holds his drink as he sips mimosas and does business meetings. I'm Bryan Singer, damn it.
In his little candy dish, he's got roofies. Care for a roofie? Ecstasy?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Quaaludes?
Both? All three? Bump coke?
Listen,
no?
Listen. I am running out of boys.
These flowers are wilted. Call the florist.
Somebody call the Catholics.
Oh, shit, man. What are you gonna do, man? What are you gonna do? Meanwhile, moving right along. Okay, so check this out. So I've been watching these wingsuit videos, man. And
these videos are awesome.
These people flying with wingsuits.
I want to do this.
And yeah, I want to do it so bad. I just lack the balls necessary to jump off that cliff. Right now, at least, anyway. They don't have a wingsuit that would make my fat ass able to do that yet.
Yeah, they do. It's called a hang glider.
My wingsuit.
It's got that little cocoon, makes you look like a little pod person.
My wingsuit would look like a B-52 floating down the mountain. I would have to have so much extra tarp.
You'd end up looking like Wile E. Coyote in the Green Batman.
Yeah, I'd be like an airdrop. Coming to drop off supplies to other wingsuit people. I got two parachutes. Just in case. I'm like a Jeep getting tossed out of a transport carrier. You gotta have two big chutes. Here you go, fat ass. Thanks for flying. Those guys go 150 miles an hour and they're in shape. I'd be going at least 300.
It would just be a very slow descent.
It'd be a faster drop is what it would be, dude.
You wouldn't be going forward so much.
No.
Just down.
Everybody else would skim over the top of a cliff before dropping down in.
Like a shark taking a nap.
I'd fucking hit it. It'd be a one-time show, kids. Anyways.
Hey, you'd get your 15 minutes or, 15 seconds. You'd be on all kinds of vines and fail compilations.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fat wingsuiter slams into mountainside. That's
what I would
probably
get more hits than our video.
That's what I want to be.
Hey, that's how we get hits. We should definitely look into this wingsuit thing.
Film one of us dying. That'll be real good for the podcast. Anyways, so these guys are wingsuiting, right? I'm watching all these videos. Then I read an article where on Easter, this guy's wingsuit malfunctioned and had a tear in it, and he spiraled out of control and landed in somebody's back. Well, I stress the term landed, but he impacted in someone's
back. He uses the term very lightly.
He impacted in somebody's backyard during their Easter egg hunt. Can you imagine?
Where was this?
I don't remember. I tried to find a video of it, and I couldn't. But, like, he literally comes in at 150 miles an hour and slams into the backyard. Like, they're out there doing their Easter egg hunt. Can you imagine?
All these kids looking for eggs, wearing their Sunday best. Some kids reaching for a bright colored egg, and all of a sudden just... The kid's like, what just happened? Yeah, this dude's all... It's just freaking folded up like 20 times and sitting in a bush.
Looks like somebody jumped out of a plane in a tent and just hit the ground. Like, this guy, I'm trying to figure out why he didn't just try to pull the chute. Did he think he was going to come out of it?
I don't know. Maybe he was scared that he'd get
tangled. Like, Johnny, go get that egg over there by the fence. You see the egg over there by the fence? Okay.
Takes out the fence.
Oh, that whatever that was broke the egg.
My egg's broken. He starts crying.
Mommy.
And of course, the first words out of anybody's, well, any adult's mouth, you get that? What the hell was
Dude,
that?
Holy shit. You know, he jumps out of the plane with a bunch of friends, right? So they're all gliding down. And he's like, yeah, man, on the little radio. He's like, this is the best jump ever, man. Easter Sunday, living it up.
It's intense.
The guy's like, hell yeah, bro. Just floating over the neighborhoods, man. It's so majestic. Oh, what's that? Whoa. He's spitting. And the guy's like, pull your chute. He goes, what? Pull your chute. Oh, pull my chute. He hits the ground, and the chute just goes...
After he hits.
After he hits.
Now, you what I wonder. Do they do like an Independence Day where like Will Smith had the cigars? Do they have like an energy drink that they kind of tuck away somewhere in the suit to have after they landed? Like,
kind of clinking. I wouldn't want a Red Bull after I just did that, dude. My my heart might explode.
Well, who else is paying for that shit? You know, they've
Red Bull sponsors it. Yeah,
there you go.
These guys are maniacs, man. I mean, they go through like tiny holes in between buildings. They fly through. They fly through like holes in rocks and just fuck that, dude. That's insane, man.
If you miscalculate and like you're counting on a draft to be there, and for whatever reason, it's not, or it's not as strong as you want it to be.
Well, that's the thing. There were 5 wingsuiters flying in formation in one video I saw. Jumped out of a helicopter, right? And one of them hits a spot where there was no wind. It was a dead hole. And he drops straight down, bro, and hits another dude in the leg at 60 miles an hour. And that dude's flopping. They're both flopping. Now, they both recover, and they pull their chutes and shit. But, dude, imagine that, dude. Like, just, whee!
That would change my whole life. That would approach things differently.
Oh, my God. Well, they could have been killed just doing that, you know?
I would no longer give a fuck about anything.
Right? It's crazy, dude. Like, doing that kind of stuff is just... Oh, wow. Serious balls, man. Serious fucking stones. I don't know if I could do it, man. I mean, I would like to think I could. I think that would be awesome.
I would want my wingsuit to look like Charizard.
Like Charizard?
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
I want to be the very best, man. Like no one ever was.
As you're spiraling towards the planet. Do you know how damaged some child would be if they saw a Charizard falling from the sky and hit the ground?
They wouldn't be damaged. They just wouldn't pick Charizard anymore.
He's like, I was gonna...
I'm not choosing Charizard.
He was like, I was gonna catch them all, but fuck it.
I couldn't catch him in time. He was moving too fast.
Some kid whips out his Nintendo 3DS and throws an imaginary Pokeball at him.
Oh, no. After the guy lands at the Easter egg hunt, some kid gets their freaking 3DS and just throws it at him.
Damn it. So, can you imagine a dead body, just like a body just impacting the ground? It had to be traumatizing, to say the least, man.
That is if you even caught it.
Yeah.
As fast as that guy was moving, if you're not paying attention.
No.
Like, granted, if he's like shouting something out, like, right. Or if somebody, you know, sees him from a distance and they're watching him and they bring it to others' attention.
Yeah.
But I highly doubt that it happened. It would just kind of be like, impact, what happened? Whoa.
Is he okay?
I found the master egg.
Is this guy okay?
No, he's not okay.
It's going to be all right. He's like, he's still breathing. He's like,
kill me.
And I was like, happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
His last words were, happy Easter.
And he gave him a thumbs up.
Hey, Christ rose from the dead, but he fell back down.
Hard.
Yeah. Oh, do you ever wonder, like, if, like, when priests are doing, like, the children's Bible school, do you ever wonder if they, like, when they're singing, Jesus loves the little children, just like I love you boys, red and yellow, black and white, they're all precious, covered in white, Jesus loves the little children of the world. Now you guys sing. There's some kid crying.
Father McFeely hands is ramming him from the back, and he's all like, Jesus loves the little children. All of them. But not me, apparently.
Oh, he loves you most of all. Especially right now.
You're going to get baptized and preacher cum.
Baptized and cum. It sounds like a death metal song.
Baptized and cum.
Fantastic.
Oh, quit fucking little kids.
Stop it.
Okay, so we have a back-to-back What the Florida News Breaks Today 2 stories, and we're going to get into that right now.
Breaking news coming to you live with your What the Florida News team. It's Jesse Shadoos and Kamal Altaj.
Okay, so here we go. Atheist attacks roommate he thinks is Jesus.
Isn't that kind of a contradiction?
Yeah, you know, that's what I would think. If this guy's an atheist, how does he feel like his roommate is Jesus?
I don't know how he would come to that conclusion if he actually was an atheist. That kind of defeats the whole purpose.
His name is Gustav Pothoff, and he self-proclaimed atheist, accused of attacking his roommate who he thought was Jesus. As such, he believes that only an atheist attorney can defend him properly. It's right here in Orlando, man. This cracks me up.
What was he on?
I don't know. Pothoff attacked his roommate Raymond Hernandez with a glass cup and a butter knife on Monday. It literally says like he saw him in the kitchen, and he thought he was Jesus, so he threw a cup at him. It missed and smashed against the refrigerator. Hey Jesus, get the fuck out of my house, man! What the hell are you doing here,
dude? How many times I gotta tell you to stop throwing my glasses?
Look.
You're going to have to pay me back for that.
I'm not paying you back. I'm going to fucking kill your ass. You can't be Jesus. Jesus ain't fucking real, man.
You're right. He isn't. What do you want?
I'm going to kill you, man. I'm going to fucking kill you is what I'm going to do. I'm going to stab you to death with this fucking butter knife. And it's going to hurt a lot worse because it's a butter knife.
You better not.
I'll do it.
You better not.
I'm going to fucking do it.
You better not.
I'll do it. I'm going to crucify you with this butter knife.
I'm calling...
But he didn't kill him, though.
Oh, he didn't kill him?
No.
How many times did he get him?
No, he went after him with it, but the guy fended him off.
He probably just ran into the room and was like, dude, I'm calling the freaking cops on you.
He's like,
asshole.
He's like, I'm going to kill you with
this. Third time this week.
I'm going to kill you with this butter knife that I've had in pork products. Because you're Jewish and it'll burn.
It'll burn.
Be like, I mayonnaised a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich with this knife.
Not kosher, not even a little bit.
Like, how is an atheist, though, do you expect anybody to take you serious as an atheist if you think this guy's... Like, a real atheist would have been like, oh, you're Jesus, right? Prove it.
Well, you look at this guy, and he looks like... You ever see those before and after pictures when people get hooked on, I don't know, meth?
Yeah.
Yeah. He looks like 9 months later.
He looks like several years later. This guy looks really rough, man.
And how old is he? I'm sure he's much younger than he looks.
No, I don't know. I think he's pretty. He's 51, man. He looks 60, but he's 51. He looks really rough, man. Hernandez avoided injury both times, and he told investigators.
So that means he swung on him. Oh, yeah, the glass
and he told investigators that Pothoff told him he thought Hernandez was Jesus and wanted to kill him. But now he believes he's entitled to an atheist lawyer to defend him, and basically the court was like, well, then you're going to have to pay for it, because we just provide you with a public defender, and that's all you get. So I'm just like, what atheist is going to want to defend this guy? This guy is not clearly not an atheist, he's just crazy as a bedbug.
He probably heard the term, and was like, you know what, I'm going to throw that in there, it sounds smart, that's the only way I'm going to get away with this.
I mean, it sounds funny, atheist that like wants to kill Jesus.
Yeah.
He's like, you can't exist.
He also said that he had multiple alibis. Or not alibis, but multiple stories.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. When he was talking to police.
Oh, that's like, right. He wasn't...
changed his story a number of times. So I'm guessing, and the media just kind of said, I'm sorry, what was one of those? You said he claimed to be an atheist and thought his roommate was Jesus? Oh, That's the headline. It says,
first he said he was in the kitchen when the glass broke. Then he said he was in his bedroom and finally outside. Officers, bam, there you go. Officers found a broken glass cup and a butter knife in the living on the living room floor, which were collected as evidence.
Could you imagine the officers that actually respond to that?
Yeah.
They get there and they're like, broken glass and a butter knife on the floor, really? We're called for this shit?
Well, I mean, it's only a matter of time before he went on to other scarier instruments like a ruler and nail clippers. Well, as a means of...
Or a rubber band, just kind of like tucks it under his pinky, yeah. Wraps it around his thumb, and like locks it right onto his index finger. He's like, I'm going to release my pinky.
He's like, one more move. One false move, Jesus. I'm going to fucking get you with this rubber band gun.
He holds it up to his head. He's like, don't you move. You're next.
It's going to sting so bad.
So bad. So bad, man.
You're going to rethink whether or not you want to be the son of Christ or the son of God. Son of Christ. Well, you got another What the Florida story for us, don't you?
I did. It was in my browser. I don't remember specific names or where in Florida it happened, but I do remember it was a Florida story.
Yeah.
This teacher at a school that teaches kindergarten through 8th grade.
Right.
Apparently, she upset one of her students. I believe he was a 5th grader.
Right.
And he said that he wished he could curse out teachers. She did not like that. And she thought he needed to learn a lesson. So what does she do? Of course, like a
sexy lesson?
No.
Oh, all right. I was getting excited. I was like, hell no, yeah. That's
not at all where the story's going.
Oh, okay.
But, so she basically rounded up a posse of 8th graders to jump this kid, like pull him out of class. Kick his ass in the hallway.
Really?
And, between beatings, she went up to him and she was like, I've got my 8th grade boys on you now.
Fuck, dude.
I hope you've learned your lesson.
Fuck, dude.
And she was encouraging these 8th grade boys. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was in 8th grade, if a teacher confronted me with something like that, like, hey.
Yeah.
There's this 5th grader that said some really mean things to me. Why don't you go beat him up? I'd be like, you are fucking crazy. I would exercise that.
Holy shit, dude.
I would make that wish come true.
Is there a video of this? Did anybody get it on video?
Yeah, there's surveillance videos of her walking away and like, she's holding her hand up and apparently saying something to the boys, like, basically cheering them on.
He's like, I wish I could cuss teachers out. She's like, oh yeah, you want to cuss teachers out, huh? This is what you want to do? You come to me and you tell me, hey, I wish I could cuss you out. And you think you could show me such disrespect as that I would not act appropriately. Boys, teach them a lesson.
Cut the boots to them, medium style.
Yeah.
I got my 8th grade boys on you. You don't sound so tough now.
Send a couple of good fellas out there.
Yeah, straight kinging them.
Huh, you think it's funny, huh?
Yeah.
Huh, you think that's funny?
Later on, that teacher walks into a dark room and goes, oh, shit. And a bullet goes into the back of her head. Like Joe Pesci.
This is great. I'm going to start teaching summer school, too. I'm so excited. Aww. She did lose her job.
Well, I would hope so.
But there was no mention within this article whether charges were being pressed or not.
Well, I would assume that automatically at this point they're going to be pressed by the state because it's a state worker, it's a teacher, it's a publicly funded institution. I would assume that they would definitely it'd be automatic. What I wonder is, like, are the kids facing charges too, though?
They didn't mention that either.
No.
However, like, towards the end of the article, they did mention that the mom was saying that the son has trust issues now.
Well, I would say so.
Of course he's developed trust issues. He's supposed to be able to trust the teacher.
I wouldn't keep him in the same school. He definitely... At all. No.
I mean, because every kid's going to know about that and make fun of him and
those
stuff.
Those kids are probably going to get detention or in school suspension for, you know, a week or so.
Right.
They're not going to get expelled. They're not going to be sent to another school. You know, he's still going to be in the same hallways with those same kids. And yeah. It's just going to keep on happening, man. After they get a taste of blood, they're going to be like, this kid is weak. We can, you know, keep stepping all over him.
Oh, dude, it's not going to end for that poor kid at that point. No. I mean, that's not a safe place for him.
And now he's the kid that got beat up by eighth graders and made the news. Yep, there you go. That's who he is.
That's all he's going to be.
To everybody on campus.
And an easy target.
Yep.
That's horrible, man. And the kid's going to be fucked up for the rest of his life, probably, with just flashbacks of just getting face kicked in the face. I mean, they really beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's horrible.
From the video I saw, I mean, it didn't have any sound, but, like, it's a bunch of kids standing around a kid that's on the ground, and they're kicking him.
Well,
taking free shots at him.
If the teachers ain't fucking your kids in Florida, they're fucking them up. That was your What the Florida news break.
What the Florida indeed.
This state, man, I'm telling you, just all the nuts roll down here, man. We have a good time. It's an interesting place to live.
People retire and come down here to live it up.
Yeah.
It's just in the atmosphere. Everybody's here just to live it up. And then the residents are just caught in all that nonsense. All the shenanigans.
Dude, speaking of the old people, get this. Like, this sinkhole opened up in the Villages. This is kind of a What the Florida thing if you think about it. But we're not going to go that way.
There's a PS.
Yeah. And it almost swallowed this house. They filled it up. It's reopened three times. And it keeps getting bigger. It is literally like a 150-foot chasm at this point. Not only that, another one just opened up yesterday somewhere else, like in the Villages. Like, it's just, they're starting to open up, and I wonder, you know I'm an atheist and everything, but if I wasn't, I'd really believe that hell was coming to claim them early. You know? Like, the gates of hell are just opening up in the Villages.
Okay, you guys are taking way too long. Yeah. It's time for you to shuffle right on off that mortal coil.
Be like, look, with all the orgies and all the sexually transmitted diseases, we thought you'd be getting it done a little bit quicker, but you guys are taking way too long. We gotta move it along.
Way too long.
Yeah.
You guys are way too happy. What are you smiling about? Yeah. I'm three sheets to the wind driving my golf cart.
Yeah.
Fucking 45 miles an hour down the road.
Dude, wouldn't it be awesome? There's like a bunch of them just driving down the road with their golf cart and a sinkhole just opens up and you just see golf cart after golf cart going in.
They're all doing serpentine like a rap video. They got their LEDs going on, like their undercarriage LEDs.
The news helicopter's flying overhead to report it right after it happens. There's nothing but like mangled golf carts and body parts and shit and a fucked up decaying decrepit pile.
It reeks of shit and liquor.
smells like the back of a retirement home. Smells like icy hot liquor and asshole. There's golf clubs just sticking out of people's orifices and shit. That's when you need a National Geographic photographer to take a classy black and white photo and slap it on the cover. That's art.
Those life alert boards are lighting up, dude. They're gonna.
Well, they got them now.
Their whole system is gonna crash. They're gonna have so many calls at the same time.
Well, they've got them now to where they don't even have to press the button. If it's got a gyroscopic sensor that if it goes to the side too much, it automatically calls. All you hear when
it goes nuts when they're making some popcorn.
All you hear when you approach the pit is just medical attention is on the way.
Medical attention is on the way. Medical attention.
It's just different ones and different timings. There comes the National Geographic photographer, like taking the pictures.
Recalculating.
Yeah. Check every time the sinkhole shifts, and they sink lower. It recalculates their GPS coordinates.
Unable to find GPS signal.
Yeah. It'd be like, we're under Palm Circle. We're under Palm Circle.
Jack Nicholson's Joker from back in the days looking at the photographs. I don't know if it's art, but I like it. Come on, Bob. He shoots the fuck out of Bob. I always loved that part of that movie.
That's such a good movie. Such a good Joker.
Yeah.
Like, I really didn't know much about that character, really think too much about Joker, whatever.
Yeah.
Until that.
Right? It's good, though. I enjoyed the hell out of that.
Up until then, the only Joker I really knew was the one from the 60s.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That was a whack-ass Joker.
Cesar Romero. You know, the reason...
He was good, but not dark.
Well, do you know the reason why... Like, he always, like, you looked at the Joker and it looked like he had a mustache. It's because he did. Cesar Romero wouldn't shave his mustache off, so they just put white makeup over the top of that, too. He's like, it's my trademark.
It's mine. It's okay, that's it. Dude, I keep it, that's it.
Burgess Meredith was great as the Penguin, man. And Frank Gorshin, if you look at Frank Gorshin's Riddler, you can really see that Jim Carrey's Riddler in Batman Forever was... modeled after Frank Gorshin's Riddler to the extent of his zaniness and like his energetic nature.
Well, you could tell that's where they were trying to go with that movie. They were trying to make it zany. They were trying to make
it was kind of like
it was pulled right out of a comic book. But that blacklight shit had to go,
dude. And the horrible computer animation of Gotham City looking so like some terrible, like Joel Schumacher should
be
shot.
The Crow looked better than that.
The Crow was better than that.
And it was very low budget.
Very low budget.
Like, you watch it now, and it did not age well. Like, the special effects did not age well at all.
No, not in The Crow. No. I like The Crow, but, like, some people really got into The Crow. Like, I never was one of those people.
I liked the movie. I tried to read the comic book. And did not like it one bit.
Yeah, wasn't satisfying.
It's like some dude with fucked up hair on a train, and then there's, like, a horse that runs into barbed wire, and there's blood all over the place, and I'm like, yeah, that's great. What am I reading?
What's going on?
What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
When does he get his freaking trench coat out of the dumpster?
It tried to be artsy and highbrow while still being dark and brooding, and it just... The writing was almost non-existent. It just was not a good comic book.
Yeah. I didn't give it much of a chance, and I don't intend to anytime soon. I really don't.
No.
The first movie was pretty good. Second movie was terrible. But the soundtrack for the second one was good.
Right.
And apparently they made almost as many as we have Police Academies. There are a lot of Crow movies,
Edward
man.
Furlong was in one looking all fucked up and fat. He's fat.
He's fat?
He's weird looking, man. He's lost a lot of his hair. He's strange looking. He looks...
Do they even call him Edward Furlong anymore? Or are they calling him Eddie?
Ed Furlong.
He's at that point, huh?
I don't know, man. What a name, man.
Furlong. I would try to keep my hair really short.
Well, he does, because it's pretty bad. Like, he's got a receding hairline, and it's just... He's kind of chunky, and he's weird, and he's awkward.
Is it like a Bruce Willis hairline, or...?
I don't know. Him and Shannon Elizabeth of American Pie fame have done several movies together, let you know where their stars are at. Shining bright on the Sci-Fi Network. That's going to wrap it up for this week. I'm Jesse Shadoos.
I'm Kamal Altash.
We'll see you guys next week. Peace. I said it, I'm saying that I-